introduce yourselves onto the mic, please.
Hi, I'm Mark Quaito, Sail Sharks.
Hi, I'm Andre Furi, ex-Sail Sharks, and I'm part of the Community Foundation.
Cheers, thanks very much, gents. So, Andre, coming to you first. Unfortunately, injury has sort of taken over, hasn't it? It's got the better, and you've been forced to retire. Could you just tell us a bit more what's happened in the last sort of couple of months and led you to that decision?
Well, the injury firstly happened, and on medical advice from the doctors and the physio and stuff, I had to retire. Then I had a bit of a battle with a home office about my visa and staying in the country, but that's all majorly sorted now. And then I just thought, well, try to get back into or stay into rugby, but not throwing myself into the deep end first with the coaching, and just work myself up again. And I thought, well, this community position will be a real good starting point to build up confidence in coaching kids first and then move up further than that.
Brilliant. And it's called the Number Crunchers program that you've come together with. And yep. It's helping young kids with money management through rugby, is that right?
Yeah, the whole plan is like we would get them in like this three lessons in the like classroom, but it's all held at the Salford City Stadium, and we use the rugby club as a base to work off with acquiring players as expenses and income from ticket sales as income, and then we'll like give them a bit of a budget and have to work out where they would sit. And we just had like some good feedback this morning about the kids saying they'd rather sit in the cheaper seats and have extra money to spend and stuff like that.
Brilliant.
So then they have like a little tag touch rugby session as well, so they get a bit of the rugby with the physical side as well. So it's really, really good for the kids, I would say.
Great. And Mark, coming over to you, you're going to have an active role in the program as well.
Yeah, well, myself and a couple of the guys are down here today for the official launch. So, like Henry says, we're down at the stadium. We've been involved in a bit of the sort of the practical stuff with the touch rugby and that.
Brilliant.
And then, you know, it's sort of standard sort of commercial stuff, having a few pictures and stuff like that with the kids and the sponsors. But you know, it's good. The kids seem to be enjoying it. So yeah, that's the main thing.
Great. And it's just a local based thing, is it?
Yeah, I think it's just around Manchester with MBNA, the main sponsor. I don't think it will be going out further because local schools are more involved in it at the moment.
Right. Okay. And when does the scheme actually kick off?
Today is the official launch.
Brilliant.
And then the schools will apply for position. Then I think when that starts rolling, and we'll get busier. With the schools after that, I think.
Right, okay. And moving back over to you, Mark, and Sale itself at the moment, you extended your contract just last week for another year, and I believe you've considered retirement before you made that, but why not keep going when you're in such good form?
Yeah, well, that's sort of exactly it, really. I think, you know, I'm 34 now, so I'm obviously getting on for a sort of sportsman, professional sportsman, really. So I think you can't look too far ahead. You know, there's no point in looking 6 to 12 months ahead.
Sure.
You've got to treat it on a week-to-week, month-to-month type of basis. And, you know, it was probably only 12 months ago when, you know, the team wasn't doing so well. I was struggling with injury and wasn't the best place to be. And, you know, I seriously considered retiring at the end of that season, but fortunately I had this season on my contract, and I had a good break in the summer, good pre-season. You know, the team's been going well, and knock on, I've physically feel really good, and have been playing relatively well. So, you know, straight away, start of the season went well for everyone, and then suddenly, you know, it starts sort of creeping into your mind, you know, maybe I could do another year. So, like I said, I didn't jump in too early. I've left it until now, really, till last week, which is the longest I've ever left it to sign a contract. But, you know, at the same time, I wouldn't want to do it if I didn't feel I could do it. You know,
absolutely.
You know, I wouldn't sort of just collect a wage for the sake of collecting a wage. But now, as I said, things are going really well for the club, and personally, you know, physically, I feel as good as I've felt for 2 or 3 years. So it was the right decision to sign another contract.
Brilliant, great news. And you mentioned how well Sale are doing. You're in seventh at the moment, but there's only, you know, 3 points split in you and fourth place, and then just a few more to get to Bath in third.
Yeah.
Fourth has got to be your objective, has it, for the end of the season?
I think realistically, top six is the target. That was always the target at the start of the year. And then, you know, you've just got to take every game as it comes. And I know it's a bit of an old cliche, but, you know, we've found ourselves roughly where we targeted at the start of the year. Obviously, we're seventh, but as you've said, that middle bunch is so tight.
Absolutely.
You know, with a bit of luck, you know, you never know. We could end up in that playoff sort of position at the end of the year, which would be massive. But I think at the same time, the real target is to qualify in that top six.
Yeah, Henry, just coming back to you quickly. Are you still going to keep an active role within the team in any sort of coaching way or anything like that?
Well, this program is going to keep me quite busy.
Yeah.
But if there's any times you need me, I'm around. So if you need some expert in back row play or something, you can always push on my number if he wants to. But yeah, because I'm around, so.
Brilliant.
If he thinks he needs something of me, he can probably come and ask me.
Yeah, and just with the team at the moment, as a forward, you've lost James Gaskell and Henry Thomas in January. How they're big names who've been around the club, whether in academy, A League, for quite a while now. How's the team going to, the forwards particularly, going to gel together back again?
Well, you know, it's like. Every year, you know, there might be people going. There will always be coming people back in, and I think Dimes is pretty good at like selecting people who will fit right into the team, and he'll be looking for somebody who can either fit in or even be like James and Henry is big names to lose, but you will always be able to find people that can either cover or maybe even be better at certain things that they are.
Sure.
So evidence is like Dimes really good at recruiting people that will fit right in. So I don't. It will be a bit of a blow, but you know, when somebody leaves, it opens the door for somebody else and just needs an opportunity, maybe, and he'll step right up and fill the spot.
Brilliant, Mark. Just coming back to you with the Six Nations, nearly a week away now, and as an experienced international at that level, what do you think the future holds for the England wings, because there's so much young emerging talent coming through? Where do you think the future lies?
I think it's good, it's exciting. I think unfortunately at the minute, you know, we've got a lot of injuries. We've got guys like Yard, Wade,
that
you know, reading between the lines, would have been nailed on for starting this Six Nations, but unfortunately are injured. I think both may just about get fit for some involvement. So I think, you know, those are the guys that we're looking at for the future and even for the World Cup.
Absolutely, you know, yeah.
Only sort of 18 months away. But I think for me, you know, we've always had, you know, talent in the back three. You know, whether you go back to the days with sort of Ben Cohen, Bolshaw.
Sure.
You know, guys like that, you know, now there's Ashton, there's Foden, there's Brown, you know, there's even guys like Strettle, people like this, but it's getting the best out of them at international level, and as a national team, we always seem pretty much, since Will Greenwood retired really, we've always seemed to struggle to make use of the talent that we've got out wide. You know, I was saying we've got a team at the minute that is sort of full of confidence, and they're a gritty and determined team, based usually on sort of aggression in defence and line speed.
Yeah.
But we're not moving that ball that well. You know, we're not getting the ball out to the guys in the wider channels that effectively with space. You know, and allowing them to have a run at defenders. You know, we seem to just ship it along. and give our winger a ball with three defenders on him, expect him to create a miracle. So,
yeah.
But for me, that's the next sort of stage for where this England team's got to go. I think we've got a real good foundation, a real good sort of platform, but it's developing that sort of attacking side of the game and getting these guys, that are electric week in, week out for the clubs, giving them that opportunity on the international stage.
Absolutely. That's a great insight. Thanks, Mark. And one final thing is, obviously, you've just extended your contract and there's plenty of playing left for you at Sale, but have you ever had any thought what sort of role you'd like to take up after your playing career? Would it be sort of coaching or maybe a punditry sort of career?
I've never fancied coaching, to be honest, but it's one of them. I think you speak to the majority of players when they're playing, they always say that they never fancy coaching, and it's when you retire that such a natural progression to stay involved. You know, for the majority of guys that are retiring now, it's all they've ever done, and it's all they know, and it would be such a shame. You know, for example, with Henry, the experience that he's got, just to sort of shut the door on it and go into another sort of walk of life, really. So,
of course.
The same with me, really. At the minute, coaching is not sort of the top of the priority. Getting involved in the sort of the broadcasting, the TV and the radio is something that I enjoy. I've done a little bit of, and I think I'd enjoy to sort of get more involved in that.
Definitely.
But it's just down to opportunity. So we'll see what happens.
Well, best of luck with it, Mark. And one final thing, if I could ask you. World Cup final, you scored that try, didn't you?
100%.
Good answer. Absolutely.
I have to say, way back then, I was still rooting for the other team, but now I think he might have scored it as well.
He definitely did.
I may not have been sat here doing this interview if I had. And we'd have got on and won the game. Things might have been different, but never mind.
But no. Cheers. Thanks very much for that, guys.
All right, man.
Henry, Mark, best of luck with the programme. I hope it all goes well. It sounds great. And thanks very much for your time.
No worries.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cheers.